High Court Judge Antonia Guvava ruled that the Prime Minister's wedding should go ahead as planned, saying there is no reason for the marriage to be stopped. Justice Guvava said, although there is a dispute of facts on whether or not Mr. Tsvangirai and Karimatsenga Tembo were customarily married, unregistered unions are not valid if they are not solemnized. She said the onus is now on the House of Assembly to harmonize marriage laws. Karimatsenga Tembo told the court that Mr. Tsvangirai paid bride price or lobola last November, though this was denied by the Prime Minister, who said he only paid damages after Lokadia fell pregnant. Lokadia also told the court that she later suffered a miscarriage after 7.5 months. Justice Guava said the High Court does not have any jurisdiction to deal with this matter as it cannot invoke powers given to the marriage officer through a statute. She said the premier's former lover could seek remedy by writing an objection to the magistrate who issued Mr. Tsvangirai a marriage license. Following the ruling, one of the premier's lawyers, Innocent Chagonda, told reporters that preparations for the wedding ceremony are at an advanced stage.
What is important, which has come out quite clearly in the judgment, is that there is nothing that stops the Prime Minister from contracting a marriage in terms of Chapter 511. The court has made it quite clear that even if one were to assume, and without admitting, that what the applicant, Lokadia Karimatsenga, was saying to the effect that she was married does not stop the Prime Minister from getting married, because Lokadia's alleged marriage has got no recognition other than limited purposes specified in various other statutes. In other words, it is not a valid marriage for purposes of allowing the court to interdict a marriage in terms of the Marriage Act.
One of Karimatsenga Tembo's lawyers, Everson Samkange, said his team will continue to fight for the wedding to be stopped.
We are going to attach the list of the Rora as well as the DVD will also include in the objection that the magistrate who is going to hear the objection, listen to the DVD and view it and see for himself that indeed a marriage ceremony was conducted.
Another lawyer representing Karimatsenga Tembo, Dumisani Mtombeni, said the Tsvangirai Karimatsenga case was a test case for women's marriage rights.
The issue which we should all be focusing on is the very progressive part of the ruling which was passed by the judge, to the effect that the legislature has been mandated, has been put to task to urgently attend to the injustice which has been suffered by the ordinary Zimbabwean women for a long time. This case has always been about the ordinary African woman who has done so much for her family, who has worked so hard for her family, who has been so loving, but has always suffered immense irreparable prejudice.
Following the death of his wife Susan Tsvangirai in a car accident in 2009, the Prime Minister has been linked to several women. Some of those invited to Mr. Tsvangirai's wedding on Saturday at Raintree Cafe in Harare include President Robert Mugabe, Malawian President Joyce Banda, and Botswana leader Ian Khama. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.